Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms, including the latest edition, the Amazon Music app and website. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can send comments through the website. Plus, there is also a Facebook group, which I changed the name of last week. It's now called the Catholic Sports Radio Community. There are listeners of this show in that group, as well as some former guests. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. And folks, I say this every week, but I really do mean it. It's not just a formality. I want your emails. I do want your social media engagement. I really want your feedback on the show so I can ensure that I'm serving the body of Christ in a way that's strengthening your faith life. So always feel welcome to share your thoughts with me about this ministry of mine. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. We can't get caught up in playing the comparison game. It is so easy for athletes to measure themselves against other athletes. That player skates faster than me. That player has scored more goals this year than me. That player has got more points than I have this season. And it's very easy to look at yourself from the standpoint of where you are against someone else, as opposed to just looking at your own self individually, your own athletic performance. And in our faith life, sometimes we admire other people's devotion, but it can get unhealthy if we start comparing ourselves and say, I wish I was like that person in my faith. I wish I was that closer to God the way that person is. God is not interested in our view of someone else's relationship with Him. God is interested in a one-on-one relationship with each one of us individually. And so it's more about looking at where you are in your relationship with Him than where someone else is in their relationship with Him and wanting to be where they are spiritually. Talk to God, pray to Him, dedicate yourself to getting closer to Him in a prayerful one-on-one way with Him, not by using a model that involves where someone else is in their faith walk. In the New Testament, Galatians chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason to boast with regard to himself alone and not with regard to someone else." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is originally from the island nation of Antigua, now living in Arizona. As a young child, her dream was to be a Catholic nun. She is a Benedictine oblate and has also made her Curcio weekend. She also served in the U.S. military for 12 years. The list of sports she has competed in is quite lengthy, and she even won a presidential award for athletics. Nowadays, she is a coach with the North Phoenix Christian Soccer Club and also hopes to one day compete in wheelchair basketball as part of the Paralympics. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Avere Anthony.
Thank you, Bruce. Welcome to everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you very much. My gosh, Avere, I feel like you have lived two lifetimes. Help me understand this now. You say that you decided to join the Catholic Church at 9 years old.
Yes.
Yet you already had been attending what I think was a Catholic grammar school. Plus, you were active in prayer with one of your grandmothers, had seen Jesus on the cross, encountered nuns. Walk us through that time in your childhood.
Well, my home was right next to the Catholic school, and they have the best education on the island. So my mother enrolled me over there. And as I entered the rooms where the nuns were, I saw a picture of Jesus on the cross, which I had never seen before. Mm. You know, you have pictures of you know, the cross may be there, but not necessarily Jesus on it. But this is an extreme picture of Jesus on the cross, him dying. And I asked the nuns, who is that? And she said, that's Jesus. And I said, well, why is he on the cross like that? And he said, he died for our sins. And I just wanted to know more about Jesus after that. And that's when I realized that, after learning so much about what the church was about, what the school was about, I left the Anglican church, which was the church of my family, to become a Catholic, and I took my brother with me.
Okay. By the way, listeners, this is the final opportunity to get in on the giveaway that I have talked about on each of the last two episodes. You need to act right away before the winner is drawn. Do stay with me throughout this episode, and at the end of the interview with Avere Anthony, I will give you the details about that before our closing prayer. So, Avere, you really jumped in with both feet, joining the Catholic Church at 9 years old and then taking part in a couple of the sacraments and then even teaching the faith.
Yes, I was lucky enough to grasp the Bible so that I could teach Sunday school to the little ones. And I do characters. I like to do impersonation. So I was able to impersonate characters in the Bible to bring it more to life for the little ones. And they just thought it was a great time to celebrate that way. So that's what we did at the church.
So then talk about the transition to the United States, meaning where you first landed here and, you know, what were you doing faith-wise? What were you doing school-wise? What were you doing sports-wise?
Well, when I came to the United States, the church was not available to me in certain areas. I don't know what happened with all of that coming here. But the church life went away for quite a while. Mm. And there was a big gap where I didn't see anybody that was Catholic. I didn't see the church. I didn't go to church. And it was like a complete cutoff. But that did not stop my prayer life. I continued my prayer life. And I went through high school. I was at a Lutheran school, which was different. Yes, we prayed, but it wasn't Catholic school, mm-hmm. you know. And Martin Luther High School in Maspeth, New York, was the Lutheran school I could get into because the Catholic school was completely full. So I still prayed Catholic-wise, but I prayed with the Lutheran. So I started learning about the different religions that were available. And I think that helped build my background quite a bit to be able to share my faith with others, because regular Catholics were not there, just Lutheran people.
And at that time, I know that you had told me in the lead up to today that the military tried to recruit you. Your father said no. So yeah. You were playing soccer, correct?
Yes, I was playing soccer at that time. When I came here on one kind of status, and I needed to get to the green card status. So that was quite a battle getting all of those paperworks done. So in the meantime, while waiting, I decided, well, I have nothing else to do. I might as well go ahead and play soccer, which I did for New York City. And I got to travel all over the United States playing. We packed into cars and we rolled around from one state to the other playing them. Of course, they laughed at us because New York is, you know, they think of New York as skyscrapers. They don't think that they have any fields out there to play on. So they were like, where do you play soccer on? I said, on the top of the penthouse. What are you talking about? You know, we'd make jokes like that a bit through them. But then we would beat them and they'd be amazed that we could play. Well, half the team were Islanders. We knew how to play soccer because we call it football at home.
Yeah. And as someone who spent the first part of his life in New York State, I do remember the Empire State Games, which you played in for 3 years.
Yes. Yes.
But so eventually you did join the military, though.
Yes, I did. I did. I joined the military at 23. I was considered a mom at that time because most of the kids were 18 or younger. When I say mom, in other words, they looked at me as if I was their mom. They come to me, they have issues because I was older, whereas everybody else was younger.
So you say that joining the Catholic Church at age 9 was your first call.
Yes.
Share with the audience about what you consider your second call.
Well, the second call was interesting because when you come from one, how can I put it? Let me see it in the right way. The struggles, because you have your faith and you have the church and you're still trying to find the different things that you need to do in life. And you're wondering, are you doing the right thing? Especially playing, because playing can consume you to the point where you just think about winning. You're not thinking about anything else. And in terms of the second call, when I left there and went to Rome, I was in the military at the time and we had a break. Of course, war was going on and all the crazy stuff. And I decided to take a trip down to Rome because I was, at that time, I was in Pisa, and I went to Rome from Pisa, and I prayed with the Pope, John Paul II. And even though I was kind of going to church, I wasn't in the church like I was before. Mm-hmm. And he said, Catholics, come home. And when he said that, that just really ripped me a new one. So I decided that I needed to get back involved more fully than just going to be a, you know, church whenever you can, not when you should.
Yeah, his message really spoke to your heart.
Yes, it did.
Well, listeners, you heard Avir talk a little bit about when she first joined the military, but she actually went on to do quite a bit more in the service to the point of, these are her words, not mine. So I'm going to tell you that she was to the point in her military career where she got dubbed as being the nun with a gun. But before I have her tell us more about that, though, last week you heard me thanking and naming the latest donor to Catholic Sports Radio, which I am truly, truly thankful for. Each week I take time out to mention that this is my ministry and that unless you consider me, myself, and I as three people, there really is no team here making this all happen. I take care of booking all the guests, doing all the writing, recording, editing of the shows. I do all the promotion and administrative work and so on. And I've mentioned that I don't have any sponsors, nor do I draw any kind of income from doing this, which all means that unfortunately all the expenses have to come out of my own pocket. I have also tried to be transparent with all of you in sharing numerous examples of many of the costs that do come with operating Catholic Sports Radio. So I would be most grateful if, like that latest donor who I mentioned on last week's episode, and of course others before her, you too would consider supporting me and my Catholic Sports Radio ministry. There is an extremely convenient and secure way to do that, which is through the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Alternatively, you can also just email me personally, Bruce at CatholicSportsRadio.net, and I will write you back with an address that you can mail a check to, which you've heard me say on past episodes that others have opted for instead, especially those that don't like putting credit card information online. Regardless of which method you choose, the help is greatly appreciated and does sure help me with the various costs that I have cited over many episodes of this show. And as I've pointed out before, you can contribute in whatever amount you're comfortable with. There are no predetermined amounts to choose from or even a minimum donation. You put in whatever you want when you use the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. And if you want, like I did on last week's episode, I'll happily give you a public thank you on an upcoming episode of the show or on social media. Do please pray about it. No contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps me with being able to continue on with this ministry and give back with my time and talent in an effort to move more people closer to Christ. Evere, you were healing from military injuries and asked a coworker which Catholic church in the area would be a good fit for you.
Yes.
And wow, only God knew what was in store for you as you experienced what you say was your third call.
Yes, indeed. That was amazing. My coworker, you know, since passed on, he said to me, St. Simon and Jude, that's the best one that you should go to. And I said, why? He says, because of the way you are being hyper and loving music and all of that, you will enjoy the mass there. And I said, he says, but most importantly, you'll meet a special person when you leave the church. So I didn't know what he was talking about. So I went to the mass, and that's when I met Monsignor O'Grady. Oh, my goodness. I do this when I see him. With my heart. He's since passed on, but he invited me to come back the next Sunday. And I never stopped going from the time that he asked me to come back. And it was quite a relationship. He also was the head priest at my Crucio. So triple blessings for what he did. And because of that, I was able to become minister of the word there at St. Simon and Jude. I became an assistant sacristan. I was also a Eucharistic minister. And that training helped get everything in place to go to Iraq.
So you moved to Yuma, Arizona,
yes,
where you continued as a Eucharistic minister and you assisted a deacon in elder care ministries. And then you healed up and joined the military again.
Yes.
But you had what you consider your fourth call.
Yes, indeed. Because at that point, all the things were together and they needed a Catholic chaplain assistant to join up with the different groups that were there. And again, this is where being in a Lutheran church, schools environment, being Catholic, and being around other people from different religions came to play, because as a chaplain assistant in the military, you are supposed to support all religions, no matter who they are. But your premise is for the Catholic faith, you're going to fill in as a minister of the word, because there's not a priest there every Sunday. So we still try to have something. So every Sunday in Iraq, we would have minister of the word. And that helped to make sure that we didn't go black, which is saying you haven't seen a priest in a month. And because I was with an aviation unit, I was lucky enough where I started talking to the aviators that we need to schedule the priest to come every week and not every month, and at least try to get him where he needed to go. And mostly priests travel by convoy on the road, and which is very dangerous, and it takes a lot of people to travel. But because I was with the aviation unit, we were able to get him on helicopters and fly him in more frequently. So they couldn't all see him on Sunday, but at least they saw him once a week.
I see. Well, you were playing soccer while you were doing everything that you just described. And I want the audience to know, of the many, many sports you played over the years, soccer really stood out, listeners, as you heard earlier. Evere had won a gold medal in the USSF Senior Division Select Team program in Washington, D.C. in 1983 for the Olympic soccer team. And Evere, like I said, there you were all those years later, being in the military and still playing soccer.
Yes. And, you know, they called me over. They knew I could play, and they asked me if I would play with the Ugandan guards. And they were the ones that protected us in Iraq against the Iraqis. And the Iraqis are very, very tough players. And when I say tough, I mean physical. And boy, I went out there, and I hadn't played in a little while. But I said, you know, it's soccer. You're going to get it. And the first guy that hit me, that was it. I was on. I went back into flashback mode, and it was, we're playing elite ball now. Let's go. And of course, we beat them. And the Ugandan guards were so amazed because they knew me as the lady that does the ministry, who's a soldier who does the ministry of the word in the Catholic Church. And from that point on, they were like, you're a nun with a gun.
So after a story like that, it's no surprise that nowadays you still are involved with the sport. As I mentioned in the intro,
yes,
you work with the North Phoenix Christian Soccer Club.
Yes. And the wonderful thing is I get to work with young men and women, mostly the female team that I have, but I do assist with the men team or the young boys. They are mostly people who are from a different country. They're immigrants or refugees or whatever that came to this country to have a better life. And we're able to assist them with the Christian faith because some of them are Catholics, some of them are Christians. It doesn't matter. But the Lord is foremost in what we're doing in terms of training, because we don't want them to have an attitude of, I'm winning, I'm playing to win, and I don't care about anything else. Teaching them that if you put the Lord first, everything else will fall into place. And a lot of the girls that I trained had never kicked a soccer ball before, didn't know the rules of the game, didn't know anything about passing or anything. And I told them, this is the goal for us, that you learn to win one game as a team. That's it. For the whole season, just win one game. And they built up and built up. When they finally won a game, of course, I treated them. I got Red Lobster for them. That was the goal, that if they won, they would get Red Lobster. And they went crazy. But yeah, that was it. And now it's a little different. They're learning to play together. They're learning to support each other. But they do it in a Christian way. We're not out there to hurt one another or hurt other people.
Fantastic.
I show them my injuries as an example of, if you don't take care of your body, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to have surgeries and replacements later on. So make sure you play smart.
Yeah, those are all great messages and great lessons that they're getting from you. And listeners, you know that you can really bond with someone so much faster when you have things in common, such as your Catholic faith and sports both. But in the case of Avira and I, she and I have gone even a couple deeper, which is that we are both Benedictine oblates and we've both had our Cursillo weekend. Avira, in your case, when did you become a Benedictine oblate and when did you make your Cursillo weekend?
Oh boy, 846. I think it was 2013 or 14. And then I made my oblation 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just to give the audience an idea of the many other sports you competed in, track and field, wrestling, archery, badminton, volleyball, and you even trained in Italy with the three-time Italian fencing champion, 1992-1993.
Yes, Maestro. Oh, my goodness. And that was fun because I had to travel, because I was living in Pisa at the time, and I had to travel by bus to get there. I didn't know where I was going. I just followed the directions that I had. Of course, back then, you didn't have a phone that you could track where you were going. So you had to write the directions down and which bus to take. And I went to the fencing school, and it was amazing to me when I got there, because everybody turned around and looked at me like, what are you doing here? Who are you? And you know, we've never seen somebody like you before. And I came in, and the girls were just fascinated, you know, and I said, well, I'm here to train. And of course, I knew a little bit Italian, but not as fluent as they were. And they took me in as one of their own, and Maestro trained me, and he told me I keep needing to pin. He's going to pin my left foot down because I would slide it. When you're fencing, you stretch out, you're supposed to leave that foot on the ground, and I would lift it. So he would laugh and he'd tell me that he was going to pin my foot to the ground.
Well, and so there's one more sport that I left out. Basketball should have also been on that list that I read off because, as I mentioned in the intro, you hope to someday pick that sport back up again, although this time the wheelchair discipline.
Yes, I started doing that at Ability 360 here in Phoenix. They have a wheelchair basketball, and I was hoping to be able to do that. Since I'm not able to run as I used to, that I'd be able to sit in the wheelchair and try and do that.
So, Veer, we're out of time, but I just wanted to, I thought it would be appropriate to close with a final question to you, because we've heard you talk so much about all these different sports that you were involved with, but we've also heard this common thread that has run throughout your whole life of your Catholic faith. So what have you observed throughout your life in sports and in your Catholic faith where you do see that intersection or an opportunity to bring the faith into sports?
Well, you know, people think you have to win all the time. It's all about winning. There's lessons to be learned in losing. You learn that you need to look out for one another. And it's, if you're playing a team sport, it doesn't matter if one person is better than anybody else. If the team doesn't work together, then you can't win. So in that sense, your faith is the same way. It's a team sport in the sense that we're all going, trying to get to heaven, but we're all going in a different direction, but we're working together. That's the church and, you know, the bride of Christ. So if we're working together, we should be respecting each other, whether we're on the field or whether we're in our normal lives.
Beautiful, beautiful. Veer, God bless you. Thank you for your time. It was great having you on Catholic Sports Radio.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Absolutely. Okay, listeners, I said earlier that we have a giveaway, and I've talked about this on the previous two episodes of the show. The National Catholic Coaches Association has donated a copy of their book called The Leadership Papers for me to give away. You've heard a couple guests from the NCCA on Catholic Sports Radio, including their president, Tim Triplett, who is also the head football coach at Holy Family Catholic High School in Minnesota. Here's what we're doing to give that book away. Nominate a coach who you think should win a copy of this book by emailing me his or her name and that person's email address. Plus, just send me a few details about whoever you're nominating. Submissions will be accepted through 12 noon Eastern time on November 17th, and then that afternoon, a winner will be drawn. So send those to me via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. And now we'll close with a prayer, and this is our sportsman's prayer that we've done very often here on Catholic Sports Radio. So let's, of course, do it together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.